Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 6th of April 2018, and this is the 783rd Mole Out Loud podcast. It's Friday. It is not a Mole Out Loud day, but I'd whisked my phone out before realising or remembering that it wasn't a podcast day, but clearly there is something in me that wants to speak to you. So this is a little bonus podcast. Perhaps it will be a shorter one. I feel fabulous this morning, and that's probably one of the reasons I really feel like podcasting to you. Yesterday evening I did settle into how I wanted my surge retreat to be. It's a bit late in the day to do that, but certainly much better to do it than not to do it. And I could feel tension sort of falling from my shoulders as I thought about it, and thought about what an incredible privilege it is to be able to spend time doing something, playing with my imagination, having a space, having the time and the not quite solitude to just be with a pen in hand. I worked mostly on paper, but not entirely, but I didn't spend any time really on screen, and I went to bed early. And read a bit of Ali Smith's Like, which is beautifully written, really, really lovely book. And then as I was lying there, it started raining, the rain that I thought wasn't going to happen. And it rained for most of the night. And so this morning, I've woken up incredibly refreshed, really feeling better than I have for a long, long time. And oh, there's something so comforting about rain at night and the way it brings the temperature down. And I think I must have slept for about 11 hours. No, not quite. 10 hours. I did sleep for about 10 hours. And everything smells fantastic this morning. Still cool. Still cool and very inviting. The other thing I did yesterday that I hadn't done for quite a while was practice Qigong. And I didn't wake up with aches and pains this morning. So I don't know whether I can make a totally direct correlation between the two, but it is a very interesting change. so strange being one's own worst enemy, really. And it doesn't take a huge amount to hone in. Well, it does take a huge amount. That's what's so weird. It takes a huge amount to hone in. And when you're not honed in, when you're completely distracted, it is quite difficult to snip off those distractions. And I do wonder whether, if I hadn't had this surge retreat coming up, whether or when I would have got to the point of dealing with the distractions. Dealing with the fact that I was distracted. I'm now in the Currawong section of Knocklofty, but I can't see any. They've gone somewhere else. I can't hear them either. Maybe this is just a seasonal spot for them, or maybe they've gone into retreat too. Gosh, I don't know what that bang was. Maybe that's why they've gone. I've just seen a new little path, and I'm going to follow it. A sub path. That's funny, before I came, I made sure I had my snake bandage in my bag because I was going to go along the track that I discovered last year, the very dense track. And I think I just completely forgot that that was what I was planning to do. I was distracted, pleasurably distracted, by a small family at the bottom of the reserve, and who had just come from Melbourne and wanted to know which walks to take on Knocklofty. And they were all so exuberant and so interesting that I think I was still had that conversation in my mind when I headed up the hill and took a different turn, or took my usual turn rather than branching off to go into the dense bush. But maybe today's not the day to do that. I think I would get very wet trousers. As it is, there's a bit of undergrowth on this path, but mainly ferns. It's strange because a lot of this hill is made of sandstone. It's been well quarried. And you can often walk through the bush and suddenly find little kind of quarrying sites, little sections that have been cut into the cliff. And because of the growth since then, they're not immediately visible until you actually arrive on top of them. It's a real crisscross of paths here. I've just come across three branches that go off it, but I'm heading uphill, so I'm just always taking the higher road. seems to have petered out a little bit. Come out the other end. One of the ways that I'm trying to tilt my mind towards the writing is to interpret what I see, either into parts of the story, which is tricky, because I'm here in Tasmania in the present day and what I'm writing about is the beginning of the last century, in Switzerland, and so there are very few correlations, or at least I haven't been able to tune into them. So it's more about things that I'm doing relating to how writing a novel is. And although I often feel as if I'm treading the same ground as I have in the past, and wonder whether I've made any headway at all, I do realise that it is a bit like Knocklofty, where I've now trodden so many different paths, but know the space, so I'm more and more familiar with the ground that I'm covering. And I suppose also more and more willing to move off the main path, because I'm confident about being able to reunite with it. I'm now at the same level as the main lookout on Knocklofty, and haven't got to the circuit, the summit circuit track, and I'm going to finish the podcast at this point so that the top bit of my walk, which is about an hour and a quarter, will be in contemplation. I do hope that you are enjoying familiarity with your project, whatever it is, or enjoying a new relationship with a new project, if that's where you're at as well. I hope you're able to step back from distractions and into a contemplative relationship. And thank you very, very much for listening. And I look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.